Hey, it's Jake, and it is Thursday, and I'm on the way to my real job for the first time in quite a while, thanks to an Arctic blast and 2 huge inches of snow in Nashville. I gotta tell you, I love snow days, and I get really excited about them when I see them coming. But you can count me in the number of those parents you see on Facebook saying they can't take it anymore. I'm so happy to be going to the office today. I mean, joy is in my heart right now because I'm going to my office. And, well, that should tell you everything you need to know about how fed up I am with snow days. My kids do finally return to school on Friday, I hope, so I'm glad about that. I am a little surprised that 2 inches of snow can shut Nashville down like it does. I understood it happening in Mississippi when I lived there because, well, you know, Mississippi's a little further south. They don't have things like salt trucks and all that jazz. But here in Nashville, I sort of thought, you know, they have salt trucks and the main roads are fairly clear and all that jazz. But man, the schools, when they see a little snow, they're no different than the schools of Mississippi. They are excited to take those days off. So anyway, I'm glad that's over and we can return to our normally scheduled programming. Well, have you ever seen a ball go in a basketball rim, go around that many times, go that far down in the cylinder, and then come out? Like what happened to Brian Tyree and the Ole Miss Rebels when they lost to Texas A&M the other night. I don't think I've ever seen a shot like that before. I mean, that was, I've seen balls rim in and rim out, but not like that on a game-changing shot, a shot that either would have won the game or lost the game. Ole Miss was down by 2. Tyree took the shot from 3. Some people have questioned whether Ole Miss should have just gone for 2 and gone for overtime, but Tyree had a good shot, and it went in. It went in the basket, and then it came out of the basket. I don't necessarily believe in omens and signs and things like that, but that shot sort of tells me everything you need to know about this Ole Miss basketball season, from the overtime losses to those non-conference schools at the beginning of the season to that. It just doesn't seem like anything's going to go Ole Miss's way this season. I hope I'm wrong, but that's just what it feels like. I'm beginning to think that maybe it's just not in the cards. I mean, if a shot like that goes in and goes out, you just got to wonder if it's going to happen for the Rebs. On a positive note, Terrence Davis made a couple three-pointers. That was good to see. If he could take that and build off of it. And Bruce Stevens continues to do what he's doing. He's had 20-point games the last 2 times out. Rebels could still get it going. Losing to A&M isn't a terrible loss. Despite their 0-5 SEC start, they were number 33 in the NCAA's RPI. So it's not a bad loss. It was on the road. I mean, in the scheme of things, I don't think that's going to be the black eye that keeps Ole Miss out of the NCAA tournament. It's going to be the cumulative losses. Ole Miss has got to put together some wins. So we'll see what happens. Well, that's it for now. I just wanted to get in here and do a little podcasting. I guess there is one more thing to talk about before we go. It's this Hugh Freeze to Alabama watch that's been going on this week. If you have been paying attention, you've noticed that Hugh Freeze was in Tuscaloosa early in the week talking to Nick Saban about a job. There had been some speculation that he would go as the offensive coordinator, and even there was one report that said Saban wanted him as the offensive coordinator, or at least in an on-field coaching position, but that it was met with resistance from within the program. Alright. If there was a little gap there, it's because I'm just now learning how to do this podcasting thing, so I hope you'll forgive me. So, the whole Hugh Freeze deal, and there being resistance from within the program to him being offensive coordinator or quarterback's coach or whatever, it looks like Saban has heeded to the resistance, because it sounds like he's going to be naming his offensive coordinator from within, that Mike Locksley guy. I really don't know anything about him, to be honest with you, other than he was a head coach at New Mexico for a bit. And he's been in the program at Bama now for a little while. But back to Freeze, you know, this last nugget that I saw this morning from footballscoop.com was that Jimmy Sexton is really the guy behind all this. And I don't know why that hadn't really occurred to me yet, but it makes complete sense. Of course, he's the agent for Saban and Freeze, and he's the guy behind the scenes that can make it happen for Freeze. And I'm sure he would like to see Freeze's career rehabilitated. And so that's what's happening. I suspect we're going to see Freeze in the booth next season, kind of like we saw Steve Sarkisian in the booth a couple years ago. He'll be an analyst, and he'll be an analyst for a year or two until the current offensive coordinator goes somewhere else, and then he'll be the offensive coordinator. And before you know it, he'll probably be a head coach somewhere. And you know what? More power to him. I don't want to see Freeze not have a job the rest of his life. I think it's great. Kudos to him. I will say, if Ole Miss is playing Alabama next season and we keep seeing those CBS shots of Freeze up in the booth looking through his binoculars and what have you, that's just going to be so surreal. I mean, a few years ago, when Ole Miss beat Alabama and Freeze was crying on the field giving that post-game interview and the goalposts were coming down and people were going nuts and Ole Miss football was back to glory, would you have ever dreamed that in a few short years Hugh Freeze would be working for Nick Saban? That's just weird, isn't it? I mean, life can take some gnarly twists and turns, and if that's not proof of it, I don't know what is. But good for Freeze. I hope he gets a job. Hope it all works out for him. I really do. I wish him the best. I just don't want him to beat Ole Miss. And that's about all there is to it. All right, guys. As you can tell, I'm on the interstate now, and I'm sure you hear a bunch of annoying background noise. So I'm going to get out of your hair.